You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 19. And today we're on the air coaching Tricia Dyka, and we're taking her from part-time to full-time in her passion business. Let's get going.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello, welcome everyone. It's Melanie here. We're on the air today with Tricia Dyka. She's one of the members of the Amplify Your Success community. And we're going to do some in-depth coaching today to figure out how she can really amp things up, really amplify her business and get from part-time to full-time. And we'll be able to spend her time in a business that she loves. So Tricia, thanks so much for being here today. It's going to be fun taking your business to a whole new level.
Thank you, Melanie. I am really, really excited about this.
Yeah, me too. And Tricia won a contest in the group. We were doing an influence boosting challenge, and we were looking for the people who were the most active and really putting things into action. So it's fun to support you in this way. I know, and I got to apologize to everybody listening in. I'm still like battling this cold, so we're going to move through it. We're keeping up with all of the things that need to get done, but never fun to do a podcast when your nose is all stuffed up. So Tricia, let's just do a little bit of background setting. Who are you and what do you do?
I am an empath, and due to things that happened in my life, I am helping other empaths really find peace, continue with their life, not get stuck in that emotional overwhelm, and take back their lives in a way that's positive for them, to really become empowered in their path and really look at this as a gift.
So you said because of your own path, how long have you been doing this, and did you do anything else as an entrepreneur before you got into this particular focus?
Yes. It was probably about 5-6 years I tumbled onto really knowing that I was an empath due to emotional meltdown, emotional overloads. You know, usually meltdowns bring the biggest breakthroughs. So previously as well, I have done, you know, other businesses, and it's always around relationship building or being empowered. And it was interesting because I knew something was missing. I really didn't know what. And then this happened, and it kind of opened up a whole, like, I took a break for a while because this was so out of control. Like, I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to deal with people. And for someone who loves being around people, this was really bad for me. So yeah. I ended up creating tools that really worked for me. And since then, I have to say, I've really worked on this probably a good year and a half. So I have clients. I'm looking to go completely full time with this. And I enjoy it because I really get juiced up and jazzed up when I talk to people and they get breakthroughs and they send me emails saying, you know, thank you so much, because I'm actually becoming more empowered. I'm actually able to handle this more, and they're becoming happier. They're not stuck in a fog.
Why don't we just define what an empath is, so somebody's listening in, they would know if that's maybe something they share with you or not?
An empath is somebody who feels, it's a highly sensitive person. They feel emotions. They can be in a group, or they can be home alone and just be inundated with emotions. We can feel things on a collective basis, like world issues or earthquakes and tsunamis. Things like that affect us greatly, as well as just everyday emotional feelings. And it's mental, it's physical, it is emotional. It can affect us in so many different ways. And it's the ability to feel deeply to such a degree that will be like, I've been at a supermarket and someone will stop me and tell me their whole life story and then say, thank you, I feel so much better, and I don't know why I just told you all this, and walk away. So, and it's in that process of actually feeling all the emotions that they have just gone through. And it's like, I kind of take an empath as the cleaner of the universe with clearing all these energies that are coming through us.
Got it. So your goal for today is what? What do you want to accomplish? But if at the end of our session today, what do you want to make sure we accomplished?
I want to accomplish how to get to the next level. I want to, if possible, like figure out how to transition between full-time to full-time business from my current job. Like that would be my goal.
And how would you know, like, what's the marker, the line in the sand where you know you can go full time? Like, is it a money goal? Is it a, you know, is there something else that you need to have in place? And tell me what that is so I can help you, you know, design that.
It is a money goal as well as a freedom goal.
Okay.
So I'm looking to create my life in a completely different way than what it is now. So I am working on that daily through mindset and a few other things that I do.
And are we talking like a significant revenue jump? Like, can you tell me what the goal is, or do you maybe even tell me how much it needs to grow so I have context?
The goal is probably bringing in $6,000 a month.
Okay, good. So when you think about doing $6,000 a month, because you did send me in advance for prep for today that what your offers are, have you ever made that much money through your own business?
A month, no.
Okay. So I was looking at your offerings. I'm just going to recap them so people know what they are. You've got a meditation. I'm assuming it's an audio that you sell for $7.95. And you have a journal that you sell for about $20. And you have empath clarity sessions for $147 and monthly sessions. So you have a package that you have that's monthly that's $375. And then you have something called the Playground for $99. So when I look at this, you have one of two options. The fastest way to get where you want to go is you either have to move the numbers up, meaning you have to enroll a lot of people in this to get to 6,000, or you need to move your price points up.
Okay.
And so you also mentioned to me that, you know, there's a shift for you in terms of being really seen as an expert and an authority that you want to embody. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think has to happen for you to be seen as an expert?
I'm actually seeing it now from everything that I'm sharing. I'm just sharing my experiences. I'm sharing tips. I'm sharing, you know, I'm engaging a lot on social media. And it's interesting now because I'm being tagged a lot in watching other people having conversations. They're tagging me to come in and join the conversation as well.
So seen as somebody who's an expert in the empath and highly sensitive person side of things.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the things I know about charging more is, you know, sometimes the authority positioning and the charging higher prices do go hand in hand. What do you think you would need to have happen to charge more? Can you imagine charging more for what you do?
Can I imagine? Yes, I can.
Okay, good. That's great.
I think the question is, am I ready?
Yes. Are you?
No.
Okay. So what would have to happen for you to be ready for that?
I'm not sure.
Okay. So that's fair. And you have to A, imagine it, and B, be ready for it before you can do it. And sometimes being ready for it is just recognizing that it can be done, right? Like, you know, if you know, hey, you have this capacity out there in the world to charge more, you know, that's possible. I just want to create context for a minute. You know, in my strategy sessions, one of the things I do is I have a whole little planner tool, and we map out how many of each of these things would you have to sell to get to 6,000 a month. Have you done that exercise for yourself?
Yeah, I have done that. So I would have to, it was funny, I was just working on that last night too. Just for the monthly package, I would need at least 13 to 14 people consistently for a monthly package.
Yeah. And how realistic is that for you to carry that many people?
In my current time constraint, I'm not sure it really is.
Okay. Yeah. And that's really what it starts to boil down to is, do we have the capacity and do we even want to do that? Right. So I'm just doing some numbers here really fast. Let me just see. So if we took 6,000 and we divided it by your $375 for your monthly package. That's 16 people actually to get you to 6,000 if you didn't do anything else, right?
Okay.
And that's a lot of people to be coaching at once, especially one-on-one. And you're right. And especially in a part-time format, it's almost impossible. So then it becomes the chicken and the egg, right? Like, do I quit or do I, you know, so I have more space. But really, like, I don't know that that's what you want to be doing. So there's a couple things that I would suggest here. And one of them is, let's look at what else you could do to really amplify your positioning as an authority. And here's the thing. If you want to be seen as authority, you actually have to have pricing that matches that. So I would suggest redesigning your packages so that they have more authority and influence behind them. And then we got to look at what else is missing in the authority positioning. Have you ever thought about writing a book?
I actually did write a book with several coaches several years ago.
Meaning you were part of an anthology book?
Yeah. Collaborative effort, yeah.
Okay. But have you written your own book?
No.
Okay. So, and are you doing any kind of regular conversations where you're putting the empath path out there in the world?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have like a podcast or are you doing interviews? Are you doing anything with like Facebook Live, anything that's getting you through social media out regularly?
Yes, I'm doing Facebook Lives.
Okay.
I know that I need to do Facebook Lives more on my personal page, but I also have an Empowered Empath group where I'm trying to do at least weekly Facebook Lives in there.
Mm-hmm. And how many of those people are actually converting and enrolling into your programs?
Only a couple.
Okay. So creating the conversation is key number one, right? And then we have to look at, are we having the right conversation with the right people to turn them into clients?
Okay.
So there's a lot here. And I suspect that all of this could use a little bit of fine tuning because when we're trying to figure out what our message is, and then we figure out who our audience is, and then we figure out what our pricing is, and then, you know, fine tuning it is where the amplification really comes from. So what I think is the first thing is if we could even get you to half of that, or are you at a place, well, how much do we need to grow you basically? Are we like doubling your current income? Do we need to triple it, quadruple it? Where are we at in terms of how much bandwidth we need to make up so that you can become a full-time coach in this work?
At least double.
Okay. So, and where do you get your best clients from?
Social media.
And who is your best client? What do they do? You know, what are they, any walk of life, or do you find they're in a certain industry or have a certain kind of work they do?
No, they're any walk of life. Some are business owners where I'm helping them really focus on helping their clients a little bit more and helping to use that gift. And then there are people who have everyday jobs.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I mean, truthfully, you really do have the whole gamut of people that you serve. One of the things that you might think about is experimenting with niches. So what happens if I start talking to the salesperson who's an empath, or the business manager who's an empath, or the entrepreneur who's an empath? How does it change the conversation? How does it change their willingness to invest? Or if you work with women empaths versus men, right? So, you know, and I'm not saying you have to niche, but what it does do for you, Tricia, is it allows you to have a better conversation with more specificity. Mm-hmm. And you can basically communicate to them exactly where they are and how you know where they are and how you can be a guide to where they want to be. Because the conversation you can have in your marketing materials is precise. And they will feel like you're in their head because you're talking to exactly the situation they're in. When you're dealing with a lot of different people, that's harder to do. So it's just, I mean, it's the narrow, you know, the symptom, you know, or the situation is narrow and then the people are wide, or the industry's narrow and the solution is wide, or it's both. You know, you can have, so there's three layers you can work with. One of the things it does is it makes your marketing more effective if you have a stronger niche. And so it's just something to maybe pay attention to when you are coaching these people and you're working with them, do you find that your best clients seem to be similar in their industry, in their work, or a particular demographic of some kind?
Well, they're all women.
Okay, well, that's good. So then you know that that's probably part of the, your branding.
Mm-hmm. They're all women. As far as age, I'd probably say late 30s to, you know, mid 40s.
Okay.
And again, it's some are working and some own their own business.
Okay. And do you feel like your marketing materials well represent the problem that you solve and this and the pain that they're in and the, you know, the solutions they're looking for?
I'm sure that could use some tweaking.
Okay. I'm getting a little like a download here of what's possible. And do you have a toolkit for the empath that solves one of the biggest challenges they have?
Yes.
Okay. How much do you charge for that toolkit?
That's my free offer.
Aha. And does it completely solve their key issue?
It helps them. It, mm-hmm. it will give them a direction.
Okay. But you've made it free.
Yes.
And do you, does anybody get that and then become your client?
I don't know. I don't know if they're on my list, but I know I'm getting them through social mm-hmm. media.
Okay. Well, here's one path that I would see for you. And when people are as talented as you are and they have a unique gift like this, there's a little path where you would have a toolkit that would be around $100 or $50, something like that. You know, we would find the best price point. And that toolkit would have something downloadable and it would have a webinar that you teach where you really explain the challenge they're in and surface something that's even bigger than they would solve in this program that they would need a private session with you on. So this toolkit would then lead them to a private session with you. And in that private session, you're going to help them solve a bigger problem. And that session can then be designed to enroll them in a bigger package. See where I'm going with that?
Okay.
My suspicion is that you may be in a trap that a lot of really heart-based entrepreneurs and coaches and people who give them as themselves as their service get trapped in. And that is you're giving too much away in your freebie. Because if you solve too much of the problem in the free thing, and or you don't have good follow-up with it, then they don't need anything else and the pain goes away or it's like at least the pain is solved enough that there's no need to go further. Make sense?
Okay.
So, and some of this we don't really know, Tricia, until we look at numbers. One of the things that might be really helpful is to start looking at how many people are downloading that. Do any of them become your client? And what do they do once they download it? What else are they looking for? What else are they buying?
Okay.
And what could you take them on from the freebie that leads them to a session with you? Now, how long is your empath clarity session?
It's 45 minutes.
So what is the biggest problem you solve for someone in that session? Do you have a sense of like kind of an overarching theme?
Helping them really learn what emotions are theirs and what belongs to other people. They're coming in frustrated with emotional overload and they're so overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. So I suspect that there's two things that could happen. One, that we would redesign this to, instead of being an empath clarity session, we would maybe call it the I'm just throwing stuff at the wall. It's like spaghetti, you know, let's see if it sticks or not, but it could be something like the, reclaim your power or, how to navigate the highly sensitive, you know, or how to reclaim your, I don't know. It's something about like, I want to bring it back to them, right? Like, and find what's theirs and what's someone else, but it needs a really like powerful title. That the other person goes, oh my God, I need this now. So tweaking what we call things can have a massive amount of like power for the other person. And again, I'm just reflecting back. Like if I see empath clarity session, I go, that's nice. If I go, how to stop feeling everybody else's pain and like reclaim your power again in, you know, 90 minutes. I'm going to help you like connect to a powerful tool so that you're not feeling overwhelmed by everything that's happening in the world. I'm in, right? Like it's a different energy. Do you see where I'm going with that?
Yeah.
And so we could literally kind of like just shift the way you call this. And also like think about what you're giving them. Could you bump that up to like an hour or 90 minutes to make it like a really powerful session that would also give them a pause to think, man, I want to keep going with this. And then that might introduce them into like your playground where, you know, and we would have to talk about what's in that. And that might be part of a bigger conversation, but you see where I'm going. Like that would lead to something else.
Okay. All right. And changing the price point of the clarity session.
Nicole. Yes. Yes. So it's like, I would say to, you know, like if you were doing 90 minutes, like, could you make that a $400 session? Because I'll tell you right now, as an authority in this field, which you are, this should never be less than 250 for that, for the time you're already doing. So we would bump that to 400. Now, okay. I want you to imagine enrolling somebody in for this in for, at a $400 price point. Does that feel good to you? Does it, do you go, yeah, I am worth that. That time is going to like be something that is a major investment in their peace of mind and them having their power back. Or do you go, I don't know if I could do that.
Well, it was interesting that you're saying that because when you, because as I'm paying attention to what you're saying, like 247 came into my head originally. And then when you said 400, I went, huh, 90 minutes. Yeah.
Yes. I want you to start imagining how valuable it is for somebody to have their world righted. Like they're no longer at the effect of everything happening to them. They gain that control back for themselves with this toolkit. They're going to get, make more money in their jobs. They're going to be able to have more peace in their relationships, right? Like all of that is so valuable.
Yeah, it really is.
And a $400 price point gives you a little bit of bandwidth to put it on sale once in a while to drum up some new business when you want it, right?
Okay.
So that can be valuable to reposition the price point and give yourself a little bit more luxury. Now, if you only wanted to do an hour, then maybe it's $300.
Okay.
If you feel like I could accomplish a lot in an hour, I don't need to do 90 minutes, then I would position it at $300.
Okay.
Okay, but you're going to get a raise today. How's that feel?
That feels really good.
Yay. Now, let's talk about how you drive people into this. How many of those sessions do you do on average in a month?
The Empath Clarity sessions?
Mm-hmm.
I probably do about maybe 10, 15, and then a couple of monthly.
Wait, you said you do 10 or 15 and a couple monthly?
Like, yes, a couple of clients come in on the monthly program.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. So that's a pretty decent amount to do every month. Where are you getting those from? Social media?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think if you just bring that price up, that's going to be huge. But what I'm noticing, so what do you do with them once they do the session? Where does that go next?
Well, at the end of the session, I am saying what other options they have, if they would like to go on, and some do.
And what do they go? They go to the monthly or the, and yeah. What's the difference between just group coaching? I'm sorry, with the coaching with you versus the Empath Playground?
The Empath Playground is more of a group program. Mm-hmm. And that is a 4-week program that's in Facebook. I offered it, was it last February or March? So I'm thinking of relaunching it again now. And it is including, I'll go each week into the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, and the physical aspect of being an empath. And then the tools that to help clear the energy, the tools to help. I'm all about fast, quick, and easy because that's who I am. And I want to share tools that are fast, quick, and easy. I don't want people to get stuck in this mumbo jumbo. So of like, it has to be a certain way. So it works for me. I go on, I'm busy. My life is going. And if something happens, I don't want to stop my life to try to figure it out. So that's why I've got, you know, the quick and easy tools. And that's pretty much what it all revolves around in the Empath Playground.
Okay. So my suspicion is that that's a really powerful program. And in 4 weeks, you're giving them an amazing amount of tools and resources and breakthroughs. And I'm wondering how many of those people continued on with you in some way.
After the program, no, they ended up doing really well.
So did they go on to do monthly sessions with you, or did they were like, they got everything they needed and it was like done?
They got everything that they needed.
Well, possibility here. And again, I'm all for value and like over delivering, right? Like, I think that's amazing. But if you're giving them everything in $99 level, why would they need to go on, right? So is it possible you may be giving them too much at that level and then they don't need anything else? Or is it possible that might be one level and you're not doing a good enough job describing what's next for them and why that next step is going to take everything that they've learned at the first step and make it so that there's a masterful ability to navigate this world without, you know, being bounced around emotionally with everything that happens?
I would say both, because I still have a few of them that went through the program that will still contact me to ask questions via email and Facebook Messenger.
Okay, so here's something to think about. I feel like I was getting this sense earlier, and then I thought, well, as an empath, this may not work for you, but I feel like what's missing is a group program that's going all the time. How would you feel about having an ongoing program where people graduate the playground or the monthly sessions or even like a clarity session and go into this group that is running all the time?
Like a membership program?
Yeah. I mean, I like to think of them as like a group coaching process. Like, what if you made your empath playground, and again, I would really look at the naming there, but what if that was an ongoing program and it was the playground quick start was $99, and then they would move into the group program at one of two levels. They would either just be in the playground for a certain amount every month, or they would be on like a playground, you know, something that was a little more elevated where they got private coaching with you each month.
And it's funny that you bring that up, because that is what I was kind of working on today and like last night, and started to like bubble up with ideas about that.
Well, I feel your passion, like intuitively, like I can just feel it expands you to think about that. And then what we need to do is think about how do you open that up so that it has enough people that it feels good to you? And like, how do you price it so you make sure that the pricing of it, it can really help you meet your goals. And by the way, in a playground like that, you don't have to be the only one that's delivering, you know, the content. You could have, as one of the perks, once a month, you bring in a partner who has, you know, the values matched with what you do, but they can deliver to your client base something that you don't do. And you can develop an affiliate partnership if that feels right to you. But, that way, if you don't want to deliver all the content and you want to add more value, you want to have help promoting your program, you would have this partner who would, you know, co-deliver with you once a month.
Yeah.
Okay. And that could be where you bring in mentors that you've worked with that have helped you, or people, you know, partners that, you know, that you've gotten great value out of their programs. You know, you can actually just keep it in the family, so to speak, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, it's just another way to design a group coaching program. So here's what I'm hearing so far, because, you know, I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole, is the first thing is we got to raise your price on your Empath Clarity session and rebrand it so that it's super clear the problem it solves and it's so juicy and it's so compelling that people are like, I want that. The second thing is we need to look at like something ongoing where there's two levels. There's the playground that's happening all the time, which I love the playground idea because it keeps it light and fun. And I think, you know, when you're highly sensitive, having fun, you know, feels better than, you know, workshops and stuff like that. But then, and then you've got like an elite version of that, or like a higher level where they would get coaching. So that there's literally like one choice to make. Am I in the playground and I'm just going to go through this process, or am I going to do the playground and I'm going to get accountability and support from a coach? That way you're not sending them in three different directions when they're done with something. They literally go through one path. And if they're not coming in through the first, you know, the 1 hour, you know, this first the clarity session, what you called it now, then you would have a playground Kickstarter or like a mini boot camp or whatever you want to call it. Boot camp's not the right thing for you, but you know what I'm saying? Like a quick start, which is 4 weeks. And then, you know, you enroll them on continuing that ongoing. How does that feel to you?
I actually like that. I'm just, my mind's already spinning about what to offer in the Kickstarter and then to what to create into the up level from that.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine the up level would be very similar to what you're doing right now with this $375 a month, but I would probably bump that up to $450 or $500. And it would include the ongoing, you know, playground.
Okay.
And then, you know, that I know that that probably opens up a lot of questions. So, you know, we could talk about, you know, doing some more to get all that clear. But it's literally just you need to think about what do empaths need and how can I give them a space every month? And I would imagine one of them is like an open Q&A.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would say there's content and then there's Q&A. And maybe a tool a month. Like, I don't know how many tools you have in your wheelhouse, but even if it was a meditation or it was, you know, a decision-making tool, or this month we're going to like focus on how to like be a speaker as an empath, or this month we're going to talk about, you know, prosperity. Like, let's create a whole list of things that empaths struggle with. And then every month it's you or your partner that comes in and delivers that nugget, and they get that, they get some kind of a tool, you know, it could be like an action sheet or something. And then, you know, they get the recording from the call and then they get a space to come for a Q&A.
Okay.
And I would be so brazen to say, I think that's a $99 a month program.
The Kickstarter.
No, the ongoing is a $99 a month.
Okay.
Yeah. And they could buy a 6 month or a 1 year package and, you know, maybe get a break on the price. So it's like, if you enroll for 12 months, you get 2 months free kind of thing. Like, you can set that up. But, and so what the next piece of this conversation becomes is, who's your ideal clients? Well, your ideal clients are the people that can say yes to this. They're like, that's a no brainer. Like, I've got that in the bank, you know, times 100, right? Like, you want to make sure you're designing this for the people that you most want to work with.
Okay. And that's part of it, is then niching it down.
Yep.
And the marketing.
Yep. And you know, what you're doing is three things. In your language, you want to keep reinforcing how you're in the authority, because you've had so much experience with this and you help people solve these problems all the time. Yeah. Two is the authority positioning is easier to get when you use language that describes the problem that someone's struggling with. And then three, authority positioning comes through on pricing.
Okay.
So when you don't charge enough, people don't really see you as an authority. It's like it's a unconscious filtering system they have.
Okay.
Making sense?
Yes, making sense.
So where are we at, and are there any last lingering questions? I know we've opened up a Pandora's box of questions, I'm sure, but is there one big one that's kind of circling around that if we landed that today, it would help you be able to start executing on this?
I would actually like to see if you could maybe help me pan out a little bit more on the $99 program and like kind of how to get them into that, because that really looks good.
Well, that is kind of a bigger conversation, but it starts with, what is the promise of the program? So you would have to get really clear, what are you delivering in that program? And what are the main problems it solves? And what are the solutions it creates? So that's going to require a little bit of like, you're getting clear on your positioning. And then you would decide, how do I enroll them? And I would suggest having this quick starter, you know, playground that you and used to do an enrollment into that. And then also when you're doing your $250, you know, $400 pro, you know, like the 1 hour, 90 minute intro, that would be a next step they could take, because they could get into the playground with everybody else.
Okay. And now the quick starter, what would be the price point of something like that?
I kind of like the $200 price point, and I'll tell you why. Because if they pay in full at, you know, at $200, great. And then you could basically finance it for two payments of, you know, just over $100. And it's something that most people can get their head around.
Okay. And that's an ongoing one. So they're paying the $200 for the year?
No. I'm sorry. That was your quick start. So okay. Think of it like this. You have two ways people get in. They either do a one-on-one session with you in this newly rebranded session, or they go through your quick start, your quick start playground, which is the 4-week prime. And I would actually consider doing 3 weeks. 3 weeks, and then they both funnel into your playground. And there's two levels of the playground. There's just going through the playground at $99 a month, or there's the playground premium or premier. Actually, I kind of like that, the premier playground, where they get that and they get monthly coaching with you. And that's your funnel. And now you've got a well-designed funnel where you're basically putting people through a process over and over and over again. And everything you do is they either start with the one-on-one session or they start with going through your next, you know, I don't know. We got to think of a fun name for the mini playground, but it's like a quick starter for your playground. And I really like 3 weeks. You know, okay. They go through 3 weeks and then boom, you're either going with us or you're not. You know, you're off running on your own.
Okay.
I like this for you, Tricia. And here's what I would do. Now it's time to reverse engineer it to, all right, so how many people do I need in my, you know, my quick start version of the playground to get to the number of people that I want in my full playground? So if you want 20 people or 25 or 30, then you know I need to get, you know, if you want 30 people paying to go in your playground, you probably need at least 100 of them or at least 80 of them to go through your mini version.
Okay. Okay.
And I think we could fine tune this a little bit more and go into like, what do they get in the kickoff version? And, you know, there's some little fine tuning you could do, but I think I think you're just fine tuning this right now and you're close. Now it's just like have the courage to bring the prices up and, you know, do a little bit of the finessing with your language.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So where's the excitement level right now? Like, are you at a 2, a 5, a 10?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited to kind of be like, because my mind is just going.
You're like, how do I do this?
So, good. Yes, how do I do this? What's the content? Where do I, you know, and it's funny because I started to just do this. I started this yesterday.
So. Good. That's great.
Yeah,
it's
exciting.
Yay. Well, I'm excited for you too. I think this is a really powerful opportunity for you to really up the game. And I'm excited for you. Can't wait to hear the results of it.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. So why don't you just wrap up with sharing with everybody, where's the best place they can find you?
They can find me either in the Facebook group, The Empowered Empath, or they can find me on Facebook at Tricia Dyka.
Love it. TriciaDyka.com. Why don't you spell that for everybody?
TriciaDyka.
Awesome. All right, Tricia, thanks so much for being here today. And now to amplify your income and impact. Yes. All right. Bye-bye, everyone.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.